Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Accountability Partner Podcast. My name is Tierra Jackson. I'll be serving as your podcast host and accountability partner as you embark on your journey towards purpose. Now, if you haven't already, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast and rate us, as well as follow us on social media on IG and Facebook. That's going to be at The Account Partner. Again, at The Account Partner on IG and Facebook. All right, with that being said, let's get into today's episode. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday and welcome to season 4 of the Accountability Partner Podcast. Inserts bomb, pew, 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 pew. Now, for those of you who are new to the podcast, I just want to officially welcome you and thank you so much for listening and tuning in. My name is Tierra, but you can call me T, sis, and I'll be serving as your accountability partner and coach as you embark on your journey towards purpose. Now, if you don't know what an accountability partner is, it's simply someone who holds you accountable and helps you keep a commitment. And throughout this podcast, I'll be partnering with you by holding you accountable and encouraging you to stay committed to your goals. Now, whether that's a business or personal, my mission is to ensure that you have the tools, the resources, and support necessary to successfully fulfill your God-given purpose and receive all the blessing He has for you. Because listen, God is up to no good, and He's out here just blessing folks left and right. And I want to be one of those folks. I want you to be one of those people. So I'll do whatever I need to do to make sure that you, again, receive the blessing He has for you. Now, with that being said, welcome again to the Accountability Partner Podcast. We have a lot in store for this season, and I'm super excited to see what God's getting ready to do for each and every single one of us. Now, in terms of some quick notes, we'll be releasing an episode every Thursday, so definitely be on the lookout for an episode the morning of each Thursday. And out of every single month, one of the Thursdays, I'll actually be doing an episode live on Instagram, and I'll give, you know, people the opportunity to ask questions, share your insights and key takeaways from an episode, and I'll even let some of you all, you know, share some of the things that you're working on and some of the goals that you're hoping to accomplish this year. So if you are not already, please make sure you're following us on Instagram and Facebook. That's at The Account Partner, so you won't miss any updates. Now, this season, I'll also be bringing on many guests. So if you're interested in actually being a guest on the podcast, feel free to just shoot me an email at Tierra at The Accountability Partner. .co. That's Tierra at the accountability partner.co. And I'll be sure to share all of this information in the show notes. Now, I think those are all my notes. Now, let's actually get into the episode. Y'all, we are officially in the month of March. I don't know about you, but I can't believe it. I feel this year is just flying on by. But I strategically relaunched, you know, this episode because, excuse me, I relaunched this podcast season this month because January is typically the time where everyone is, you know, already motivated. You know, in February, people are, you know, somewhat working towards their goals. You know, they're working towards those resolutions. But as time goes on, as, you know, life begins to hit you, you begin to see people fall off track. And studies have actually proven that the month of March is when people get lazy and or discouraged and just stop working towards those goals completely. So what am I here to do today? I'm here to give you your marching orders. I'm here to make sure you keep that momentum. I'm here to make sure that you do not let your fire go out. My foot is on your neck, and I need you to have your foot on the gas because we do not have time to waste. There are goals that we need to accomplish. There are lives that need to be impacted, and there's money, baby. There's always money to be made. And so today, I have just a quick and simple instruction. And you know, every week before I launch every podcast, I always go to God and I ask Him, what is it that you want the people to hear? And so I did this before I released this episode. And so clearly I heard God say, tell them, do not delay. I repeat, do not delay. Now, there are many things that we are to accomplish this year, and even taking a step back, there are many things that we were already meant to accomplish, but we've allowed ourselves to procrastinate. We've been distracted. We've allowed fear to get in the way. And even for some of us, we've simply just been lazy. I know, you know, Sometimes you just don't want to do nothing. And not that that's fine, but that's just, it is what it is. And before I actually get into the actual definition of delay, I want to read this one scripture. Proverbs 10, 4 through 5 says, "Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth." Verse 5, "He who gathers crops in the summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son." You know, I'll just let that marinate, but we'll revisit that a little later. Now, what is the actual definition of delay? According to the dictionary, delay means to make late or slow. And you know, when I read that, I wanted to see what it is that late actually meant. And so I looked it up and it means doing something or taking place after the expected, proper, or usual time. Another synonym simply is just behind schedule. And many of us are moving too slow for God. And there's a chance that because we're moving too slow, that we'll end up being too late, or we'll rather miss the window that God was planning to release his blessings and grace for us to excel. Now, I know many of us may be thinking, or they'll say, "Well, you know, the reason why I'm not moving is because I'm just waiting for God to move. I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for that." Sis, I'm here to tell you that all this time while you've been waiting on God, God's been sitting here looking at you with his head, with his neck looked cocked to the side like, "Sis, I'm waiting on you." God has been waiting on you. You have everything that you have everything that you need. You have his instruction, and all he's waiting for you to do is execute. Now, I'm going to put this in a practical example of what it could potentially look like when we're too late or when we're moving slow for God. Now, let's say God told you to launch your business and website on March 1st. You may not have known this, but the day you launched, God was going to cause a billionaire who needed what you were selling to come upon one of your social media posts where you announced the launch of your product or service. And then that billionaire was going to go to your website and purchase one of your items. You know, once he purchased it, he then found that it was extremely helpful and it transformed his life. And now he just wants to rave to the world about how great this product or service is. And so he then begins to create his own posts on his Instagram. And not to mention, this man has 100 million followers on social media. So he then was going to make a post on Instagram talking about how beneficial, you know, your product or service was, how much it impacted him. And then he was going to encourage his followers to then reach out to your business to receive what it is that he, you know, received from you. And so once, you know, he posted that, let's say God was going to cause 10% of those followers to go to your website and purchase your item and or service. Now, I don't know if you guys are good with math, but 10% of 100 million is 10 million. I repeat, 10 million. Then not only would have you been able to reach and exceed your business goals, but you have been able to get out of debt. You would be able to, you know, revamp your closet, revamp your fashion, because I know you like to look good. You like to, he was going to cause, you know, some of those people to begin to follow you on Instagram, where now you're in the million plus subscriber, follower range. You are going to obtain an overwhelming, amount of influence. You're going to be booked for the rest of the year because now people want to book you for speaking engagements and all these different things. All of this was connected to you launching your business and website on March 1st. However, in your own arrogance, and I say that because one of the definitions I heard for procrastination is the arrogant assumption that God is going to give you another opportunity in the future to do what he's called you to do today. So in your own arrogance, you decided to push that launch back by 1 week. You done missed the billionaire, you done missed the millions, you done missed the influence, you done missed the money, simply off the fact that you said, "Oh, well, you know what, I'll give it another week." And for some of us, pushing something back like that by a week may not seem like a lot. But because God is strategic, because God has certain dates and plans for your life on certain time frames, he needed you to get it done by that date so that he can begin to release you and launch you into the next level. And so I'm sharing all of this to say and emphasize the instruction that I shared in the beginning. Do not delay. I repeat, do not delay. Now, I'll go back to the scripture that I mentioned. Proverbs 10, 4 through 5 says, "Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. He who gathers crops in the summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son. Now, what I'm hearing the scripture say to me is only those who work consistently, only those who do not delay, only those who move when God tells them to move will end up being wealthy. And one of the things we learned in a previous episode, that wealth isn't just, you know, it doesn't just have to do with finances, but it has to do with prosperity in all aspects of your life. So those who are diligent, those who are consistently working are the ones who will end up prospering. And so what does that also mean? When we are poor, when we are oftentimes walking in that poverty, the issue can be a lack of execution and a lack of accomplishment. And that has to do a lot with us delaying, us procrastinating, and us walking in laziness. And then looking at verse 5, he who gathers crops in the summer is a prudent son. Prudent is simply wise. Prudent means wise. Prudent means somebody who has thought for the future. So when we're thinking about, you know, long-term goals and what we want to do at the, or what we want by the end of the year, what we want in year 5, we'll begin putting in the work now to make sure that we're reaching those goals. Because if not, if we choose to sleep during the harvest while, as it mentions in the scripture, will be a disgrace, will bring shame upon us, will be in poverty, will be in lack, will begin to cry out to God, be like, hey, oh Lord, you were supposed to bless me, you were supposed to do this. And God was saying, I was trying to bless you, but you didn't move, you didn't work. And the last scripture I'll read concerning this is Psalms 1 verses 1 through 3. It says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or take sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. This person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. And here I believe that God is saying that the righteous, for those who are truly righteous, if you aren't yielding any fruit, if you aren't prospering, it has something to do with the mindset, it has something to do with your environment, it has something to do with your surroundings. What is it that is causing you not to be producing? You should always be producing in every season, regardless of what that may look like, whether it's $100, $1 million, or a book, or something, whatever it is that God is telling you to do right now, you should always be producing. And in those times that we are walking in delay, we're literally disobeying God. We are disobeying God. So, you know, now that we've been checked, what is it that we actually do next? Well, you know, I can't be your accountability partner and not give you some action items and homeworks. So over the next week, I want you to do the following. Number one, I want you to simply review the goals that you've outlined at the beginning of the year. What are those things that you plan to do? Whether it was launch a book, whether it was begin working out, whether it was, you know, have some alone time once a week, whatever it is, I want you to review them. Next, I want you to begin to create a plan on how you want to achieve them. Now, you cannot create a plan for execution if you do not set due dates and deadlines for these goals to be accomplished by. So I want you to begin to add due dates and add deadlines to each and every single one of those goals. And that leads me to action item number 2. Listen to the episode 4 P's of Prosperity. Because in this specific episode, I literally walk you through how to effectively create a goal, how to effectively create dates and establish dates and work back on how to, you know, accomplish certain things. I go in detail concerning these things. And so I truly want you to take some time to listen to the 4 P's of Prosperity. And then lastly, I want you to assess, what is it that's been hindering you from moving and accomplishing these goals? Is it fear? Is it distractions? Is it, you know, your environment? Whatever it is, I want you to truly take inventory and begin to put the right precaution in place so that you'll no longer allow these things to hinder you and get you off track from doing what it is that God called you to do. Whether it's friends or social media or your job or even just a fear or imposter syndrome type of mindset, whatever it is, we are putting it into it today because we do not have time to waste. As I said, this is not the time to play around. And I believe that God had me do this episode because there are truly things that He wants to release to us. There are many blessings. There are many prayers of ours that He wants to answer. But the only way He can do that is if we truly partner with Him through our obedience and we choose to not delay on what He's instructed us to do. Y'all, I'm just grateful that God, being so gracious and merciful, gave us this message, because He is literally saying that I'm giving you another chance, another opportunity to get it right. But what I will also say and warn is, do not take His grace and His mercy and this second chance for granted. That doesn't mean that because He gave us this chance that He's going to give us another chance in the future. He's going to do all these different things. There's a specific grace that has been released in this time frame, in this specific window. And God truly needs you to move, because He's already lined up certain people, certain billionaires, certain husbands, certain wives, to reach you once you begin to align with His vision, His purpose for your life, and begin moving in obedience by doing those things He's called you to do. He's given us another chance, y'all. So let's just take it and move. Now, before we close, I just want to leave you with some affirmations. And the reason I incorporated this into these episodes is because there's so much power in our words. And I believe that as we truly decree these things, as we say anything, it will indeed be established and it will soon manifest in our lives. So repeat after me. I will not delay. I will remain focused on the vision. I will do what needs to be done to accomplish the vision. I will always produce. I will always keep God first. And from this day forward, I will forever be different, because I'm choosing to continuously educate myself, grow, and prosper. I love you all. God bless you all. Have a phenomenal week.